We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here. Dave Lewis is on the other side of the glass.
You may want to tell our guests to move in closer to the microphones. I'm sure that, you know, that's...
No,
that's
pounding really on the mic stand.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Good to see you.
You
too,
Ken.
Good to see you. I'm the U2 all morning. I heard that earlier. Kathy's coming
you
in.
You kind of trimmed up for us a little bit.
Well, you know, you got to look the part.
Always on radio.
Well, we're pleased to have you on here. Of course, Kathy Scroggs and Ken Scroggs are our guest here. Kathy, a longtime news director, our first chance really to meet you.
Yes, very nice to meet you. You do a very fine job. I listen almost every morning. Ken can attest to that.
Yes, she does.
Well, appreciate that. It's I've heard a lot about you myself, so it's great to finally make the connection.
Busy town, isn't it?
It is a busy town, yes. Lots of stuff going on here, and it's so nice to be able to bring you on here to talk about this great camp here, Mission Creek Camp. I understand enrollment is open now.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we've been here with Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center for probably the last 13 years, and we've expanded into camp. We bought the Girl Scout Camp in Topeka, which is a fully loaded 187-acre camp. There's all kind of activities planned, but our week start June 1st. And we're actually running a special right now for trying to get people to sign up, and it's to get $100 off a week when they sign up sometime in the next three weeks or something like that. But, yeah, and it's a camp for kids with all abilities, meaning if someone has a disability or autism like these people were talking about before, they can come to camp too, as well as regular kids who don't have. And I think that's a unique approach, partially because the kids who don't have them look at the kids that do, and there's relationships that are built at camp, and that gives them a different side of what it is that individual may be going through. So we like to say that we're a camp for kids with all abilities, because there's no dis in the disability part.
Great. Well, that's a lot of fun here. There's all kinds of activities, it looks like, going to be taking place.
Yeah. The camp has a – they took the pool out and put in a sprinkler park, which makes it really a nice and easy zero water park. We have a lake with canoes, and we also have paddle boats that we'll be using. We have a full horse facility, so it'll be horseback trail riding. There's also an archery range that we're having done. The campsites, there's different camp areas where the cabins are, and so those are also fun. And of course, s'mores. Don't they have that at every camp?
You gotta have those.
Yeah, gotta have the s'mores.
Experience.
Yeah. Anyway, and some of the plus side is that we're working through our accreditation process with the American Camping Association, so we follow all their guidelines, and we will have a full-time nurse on staff. We've remodeled our lodge area. We kind of carry a Western theme, so all of the cabin areas are named after Western towns and all that kind of stuff.
I had to get him a new cowboy hat for Christmas. So he's all set.
Partially.
Oh, good stuff.
Anyway, I think we're going to have 5 junior weeks. When I say junior, I mean first grade through sixth grade. And then there's also 5 senior weeks, which is seventh grade through 12th grade. And the one thing that we discovered when we started looking through what needed to go on, we found that with kids with disabilities or even some other kids who have other problems, and once you pass out of the high school range, there's not much to do. So we're having 2 weeks of 18-plus campers for them to come out to the camp. And the ratio of staff to campers will be 1-3. So we're going to keep that pretty close, simply because we will be dealing with both, you know, individuals with and without special needs. So that part will be good.
Well, and as you mentioned, we found some of the older people. We have several that ride at our ranch, and they're 18 plus, and they just love the riding experience. It's not something they usually get the opportunity to do. So.
True.
But this is going to be the full camping experience for them, so even better.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the therapeutic horses and how that kind of helps them build confidence or other things.
Okay. Horses don't usually have an agenda. they're just kind of there. And what's really cool about that is they develop a relationship. You know, I was fortunate enough to have some Fort Riley soldiers from the Transition Battalion And we just finished a session with them. And it was so cool to watch some of them really learn how to work with a horse. And what it does, it teaches them communication skills because they're communicating with a horse, telling it what they want it to do and working through the process. And at the end, we got to go on a trail ride. And it was 6 weeks long. And you can accomplish some in 6 weeks, not everything, but it was watching how much they progress as they went through the process was really, really exciting. But what happens is we have a lot of volunteers that volunteer, and they help us as sidewalkers or leaders. But, you know, when you have an issue of some kind and you're on the back of a horse and you're walking around just like everybody else, then, you know, that's when you're more normal than everything. And the camp, and we've always done this at Hope Ranch, but we try to treat the kids like they're normal.
It gives you good core strength, too. Right. I just talked to a mother recently in my other job that has a child with special needs who rides in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And she said her child, the core strength it gives her daughter, right. Mm-hmm. who was born prematurely and has autism as well as some physical disabilities, she said it's just meant the world to her. And in fact, we met through Hope Ranch. I was sitting in the chair you are now. He was sitting over here. And I became a sidewalker and started to volunteer at the camp, and one thing led to another. So,
you know, I remember that day. I remember that day, Ken, because you and I go back a lot further than that.
Right, that's true.
And Kathy came in after she talked to you
mm-hmm.
and said, "What do you know about Ken?" And in spite of my warnings, she went for it.
Invited him out.
Well,
to
you know, I don't know what to say.
Oh, that
making
was
making him blush a little bit, Dave.
What's that? No, I'm not blushing.
No, Dave, I think my husband
is. Ken?
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, suddenly there's a red tinge to the ceiling. But, I mean, that's one of my absolutely favorite stories.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I love hearing that.
Right.
Well, I noticed he didn't have a wedding ring on, which he does now.
And also wore these really, you know, my eyesight previously was going because I couldn't read up close, so I had a pair of Grateful Dead glasses is what they call them because they were all colored, and people kept stealing the other ones, so they wouldn't steal these because nobody else would wear them. So that's what I was wearing, I guess. Like, wow, okay.
That's a big selling point, I'm sure.
But back to me being a sidewalker. I mean,
okay.
What an experience. I'm trying to keep us on track here, you know?
Sorry, it's
but
my
back
nature.
To being a sidewalker, I'll never forget one of my early stories when I was just a sidewalker and a volunteer. One little boy had autism with your guests earlier and was not verbal really at all. And one of the horses we had used to have a barrel racer, and she got it in her head all of a sudden. She was going to pick up her speed a little, which, you know, was fine. And I kept up, but he laughed out loud. And his mother on the sidelines, tears were just coming down. And it was, I mean, that's probably one of the neatest experiences that I had as a sidewalker. It's rewarding to be a volunteer is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And we will be having some volunteers at the camp, too, because we need volunteers to kind of to work through the whole process. I mean, it's a lot more expensive running a camp than it is a therapeutic riding center because this is an overnight thing. So we'll have them. They come in on Sunday evening and check in and then have dinner, and then they leave Friday evening after the last meal there. So it's – I'm excited about it. I'm working over there all the time trying to get things straightened out and running and ready because it seems like the time is getting shorter really fast. It's just like we're going to be starting before we know it. And so right now, all we're doing is at the meantime is trying to get people to know we're here and know the options that are there. And you can go to our website, missioncreekcamp.org, or the Facebook page. There's pictures all over the Facebook page of what the camp looks like. I don't have too many pictures yet because we've only had the camp 6 months. And, of course, everything is brown. So <Yeah. laughs> brown pictures are not going to do too well. But the grass is growing right now, and trying to get it all mowed and fixed and all that kind of stuff up is a lot of what we're doing. We're actually replacing the entire kitchen, which is, you know, I mean, when you talk about trying to serve the
that about
many
our
people.
Chef. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking over again.
Yeah. our chef, the guy's going to be working the kitchen is a Cordon Bleu graduate. And so I keep bugging him about telling me what gourmet hot dogs taste like. I don't know. I've never had really – well, yeah, I've had gourmet, what people call gourmet hot dogs, and I don't know. What do you call that? So he has all kind of meal plans and stuff going, and so I think it's going to be great. We just ordered a sound system for the dining hall. The dining hall will seat 165 people. It's big. And so we just ordered a sound system. So I'm sure that when we have arts and crafts and music and stuff like that, if someone want to try to sing, I guess we'll do that.
All right. And this mission, I should probably specify, this is in Topeka.
Yes, it is about, it's about 45 minutes from Manhattan, but it is in Topeka. It's west of Topeka in a little area called Dover. And I don't know if you know, the thing that Dover's known for, there's a restaurant and a tractor repair shop across the street, and one gas pump.
And a bed and breakfast, I think they're known for too. But their restaurant is known for their coconut cream pies, I believe. USA Today or someone recognized
2009,
them for their
they were
pies.
Recognized as the best coconut cream pie in America or something like
it's
that.
It's also my mom's hometown.
Oh,
it is.
Know that.
It is. Oh, wow.
That's over.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, when I first heard this story that facility was coming up. I believe for sale. It's been what, 2-3 years?
About a year and a half. Yeah.
And the first thing I thought of was you guys.
Oh yeah. Well,
because it seemed to make sense.
Someone else did too, and that's when we looked into it quietly, and we were just blown away. This facility, you have to see it to believe it. 187 acres, but you can't describe the view from the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, it's just huge. And when they told us what it would cost, it was something you couldn't pass up, which, of course, we've had assistance with that.
Yeah.
And we will be having fundraising after we get things really going.
Right now we're focusing on getting it started, and then we'll do a fundraiser.
Yeah, we'll be.
But like she said, I try to explain to people what's there, and I know it's one of those things where you try to think, okay, I cover all the details, and then when they get there, they go, oh, man, this is much bigger than what I thought it was. And I'm like, great.
Wow.
Nice and quiet.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more with Kathy and Ken Scroggs here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series.